One talent, used faithfully, will gain other talents. March 22. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. NKJV. Let not the work that needs to be done wait for the ordination of ministers. If there are not ministers to take up the work, let men and women of intelligence, with no thought of how they can accumulate the most property, establish themselves in these cities and towns, and lift up the standard of the cross, using the knowledge they have gained in winning souls to the truth. The knowledge of the truth is altogether too precious to be hoarded up, and bound about, and hid in the earth. Even the 1 talent entrusted by the Master is to be faithfully employed to gain other talents also. Where are the men and women who have been refreshed with rich streams of blessing from the throne of God? Let them ask themselves what they have done to communicate this light to those who have not had like advantages. How will those who have neglected to use their talents stand in the judgment, when every motive will be brought under scrutiny? The heavenly Master has committed to every one of his servants talents. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. God has not given talents to merely a chosen few, but to everyone he has committed some peculiar gift to be used in his service. Many to whom the Lord has given precious talents have refused to employ them for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Nevertheless, they are under obligation to God for their use of his gifts. Everyone, whether serving God or pleasing self, is a possessor of some trust, whose proper use will bring glory to God and whose perverted use will rob the giver. That possessors of talents do not acknowledge God's claims upon them, does this not make their guilt the less? If they choose to stand under the black banner of the Prince of Darkness through this life, they will stand unconfessed by Christ in the day of final accounts.